The flood of the live stream began to set again, to rise and inundate Western Europe, floating off the galleys and caravels of King Alfonso of Portugal and sending them to feel their way along the coasts of Africa. A little later, drawing the mind of Prince Henry the Navigator to devote his life to the conquest and possession of the unknown. In his great castle on the promontory of Sagres, with the voice of the Atlantic thundering in his ears and its mists and sprays bounding his vision, he felt the full force of the stream and stretched his arms to the mysterious west.
Round his arm, he had some crepe on, 'cause his wife was dead, poor soul. Round his waist, he had an apron, 'cause his breeches had an hole.
And yet, Captain Wharton, you see it where the setting sun shines full upon you.
Yeah, you breathe is clear and fresh.
Every dark hollow,
every shapeless rock in the mountains,
that offers you a hiding place from the vengeance of your enemies.
But I've seen the gibbet raised, when no place of refuge was offered. Twice I've been buried in dungeons, fettered and in chains. I've passed nights in torture, looking forward to the morning's dawn that was to light me a death of infamy.
At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge, said the gentleman, taking up a pen, it is more than usually desirable that we should make some slight provision for the poor and destitute who suffer greatly at the present time. Many thousands are in want of common necessaries. Hundreds of thousands are in want of common comforts, sir.
Are there no prisons? Asked Scrooge.
Plenty of prisons, said the gentleman, laying down the pen again.
And the Union workhouses? Demanded Scrooge. Are they still in operation?
They are. Still, returned the gentleman. I wish I could say they were not.
The treadmill and the poor law are in full vigour, then? Said Scrooge.
Both very busy, sir.
Oh, I was afraid from what you said at first that something had occurred to stop them in their useful course, said Scrooge. I'm very glad to hear it.